Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, I'm going to be telling you a story about something that happened to me quite recently. But before I tell you the story, I'm going to be giving you some words and expressions that I will be using in the story. Hopefully it will be helpful for you to understand the meaning of these words before you hear them. So I've got 8 words for you, in fact, 7 words and 1 expression. The first word is eclectic. And eclectic means different styles and ideas. Often we talk about an eclectic mix, for example, all these different ideas. The next word is to wander, to wander. And often we use it as a phrasal verb, to wander around. And this means to walk around in quite a relaxed way. So you might wander around the park, for example, if you want to go slowly and take a look at all of the beautiful sights. Next is to haggle, to haggle. And this means to negotiate. And often you haggle at a market. The noun of this word is haggling, haggling. The next word is the tube. And the tube is the London Underground. In many countries, it is called the metro, but in English and in London, it's called the tube. Next, vintage. Vintage. And something vintage is something of high quality from the past. So often we talk about vintage clothes or vintage cars. This is something of high quality from a long time ago, maybe the 1960s or the 1970s, for example. Next, a lock. A lock. And this is not referring to the thing you put your key into to open the door, which is also called a lock. But this is actually part of a canal or river which has gates so that the level of the water can be changed, allowing boats through. It's called a lock. Next, a noun, and it is a stroll. A stroll. And this means a gentle walk. You might have a stroll around the city. And the final example is a phrase, and it is the heavens opened. And this means it started raining heavily, very heavily. The heavens suddenly opened. Okay, so listen carefully to the story. Try to understand it as well as you can and listen out for those words and expressions. So a friend and I recently took a trip to Camden Town. Now, if you don't know Camden, it's one of the most interesting and eclectic neighbourhoods in London. It welcomes a diverse mixture of people, and there are some really great markets, so it's a really nice place to wander around. And you might find some souvenirs to buy in the market, like artwork, vintage items, and decorative pieces for your house. And when you buy something, maybe you could haggle with the seller and get a really good deal. I've done this in the past, where you say, oh, I don't have £20, but I could give you 10. And they say, well, how about 15? And you say, well, maybe 12. That is called haggling. Anyway, we took the tube to Camden, which is located just north of the city centre. And when you get out of the station, you can take a right and walk towards the markets and Camden Lock, where you will find the canal. We explored the area a bit and looked around the market. I was tempted to buy a lovely decorative globe to put in my living room, as I love looking at the world, but I decided not to buy it, so maybe next time. After walking around the market, we decided to take a stroll along the canal. It's called Regent's Canal. We went west, which takes you towards London Zoo and Regent's Park, and a wonderful neighbourhood called Primrose Hill. And as you can guess, there is a really big hill, and if you climb the hill, you will get a glorious view of the city. And you'll see all the famous buildings, St. Paul's Cathedral, the London Eye, the Shard. However, just as we arrived at the bottom of the hill, the heavens opened. We decided to walk up the hill anyway and kept our fingers crossed that we would have a good view. We got to the top, and just as we feared, the grey skies blocked the view of the city. We were disappointed, but we took some photos anyway and started going down. But as we were walking down, the rain stopped and the sun appeared. Suddenly, blue skies replaced the dark clouds. So we decided to climb up the hill again. And thankfully this time, we had the fantastic view that we had hoped for. Okay, so there's the story of my little trip to Camden and to the canal and Primrose Hill. Hopefully you heard all of the vocabulary and phrases that I used in that story and you could understand what I was saying. So hopefully you found this podcast useful and interesting. The idea here is that rather than talking about the grammar, I'm giving you some real vocabulary, some real phrases and words that I actually use every day, rather than expressions and vocabulary that maybe you find in textbooks, but isn't really spoken in everyday English. For example, I use the expression, the heavens opened. Now, maybe in a textbook, you might see the expression, it's raining cats and dogs. It's possible you've heard this before. But to be honest, it's not something that natives really say. We don't say it's raining cats and dogs. Maybe 100 years ago, but not so much now. So it's more likely that we'll say something like, the heavens opened. Okay, so that's all for today's podcast. I hope it was interesting for you. Remember, if you have any ideas or you'd like to give me some feedback about the podcast, then you can find my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.